With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Marie-Len Sava is a 41-year-old massage therapist and mother from Quebec who traveled to Baltimore last week to speak about an issue that is now before the Maryland General Assembly, the subject that she discussed with environmental activists at the St. John's of Baltimore United Methodist Church, is the exponential growth in the amount of crude oil being shipped by rail car across the United States. Hydraulic fracturing has created a boom in oil and gas production in places like the Bakken Formation in North Dakota. And so thousands of trains are carrying Bakken crude oil, which is unusually volatile, through cities, including Baltimore and her town of Lac-Mégantic, which is near Quebec's border with Maine. Sava told the story of what happened to Lac-Mégantic, a town of about 6,000 people, on the night of July 5th, 2013. At about 6 p.m., she and her friend Julie took their two young sons on a stroll past a downtown cafe called the Musée Café, where people were outside eating and relaxing about 50 feet from the rail line that cuts through the center of town.
We say hello to people in the terrace. It was very nice because this very summer we had the beautiful downtown, just brand new. Like, they upgraded the facade. So the Musée Café was with beautiful new terrace with beautiful flowers.
They walked to Julie's house and went to sleep. And then at about 1:15 a.m., Marie-Len awoke to hear her son Alex crying.
It was like a boom. And I heard like two boom like this. I was thinking, oh, maybe it's the industrial area, you know.
She later learned it was a 74-car oil train full of Bakken crude. An engineer had stopped and abandoned the train on the tracks because it was having engine trouble and smoking. So the train, without any people on it and with its lights off, rolled downhill, slowly picking up speed. By the time the train was rumbling through the curve at the center of Lac-Mégantic, it was traveling at about 60 miles an hour. The train jumped the tracks and sent a tidal wave of burning oil into the Musée Café. 25 people inside the café were burned alive. 47 people total were killed in a series of fires and explosions that flattened or destroyed 30 buildings.
Well, when I went to the hill because we had a bit better view there, I really felt that the explosion that we had till 6 to 8 explosion, and they were like atomic bombs. So it was like everything was flattened and burned down, and the trees were not there. It was like very like a war zone.
Similar but smaller derailments and explosions of oil trains have happened in Lynchburg, Virginia, Mount Carbon, West Virginia, and New Brunswick, Canada, among other locations. Sava is working with the Chesapeake Climate Action Network and other groups in Maryland to collect information and raise awareness about Bakken crude oil trains traveling through Baltimore. An ally of theirs is State Delegate Dr. Clarence Lamb, a program director at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, who also represents parts of Howard and Baltimore counties in the General Assembly.
I do have concerns about crude oil traveling through highly populated areas like Baltimore.
Lamb has introduced a bill that would improve safety for oil trains in Maryland by increasing the number of rail inspectors and requiring train companies to file disaster response plans with the state and keep adequate safety staff on trains, among other steps. Because train regulation is a federal issue, not a state one, the state cannot stop the crude oil trains passing through Baltimore. But it can better prepare for disasters like the one that burned Marie-Len Sava's town. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project. This program is independently owned and distributed by Environment in Focus Radio. The views expressed are solely my own.